Lem I, well, yeah. Good day to all you. This is John Quilliam with your parish of Lunnon. Lunnon is often remembered by the great Laxey Valley, and well might it be remembered by such. For 100 years ago, it was a hive of industry and was a feat of ingenuity and craftsmanship, with at least 6 large water wheels, of which only the Lady Isabella has survived. Some of the great wheels were used to pump water out of the mines, while others lifted the lead ore from one washing bay to another. Skilled labour was employed from such places as Cornwall. Many of these surnames are around today, such as Beaconsfield, Pemberton, Skinner, and so on. The miners worked long hours underground with the light of a homemade candle stuck into a ball of clay. Though the mines had been worked for hundreds of years, it was not until modern times that their resources had been fully developed. On the 27th of September 1854, the Lady Isabella made her first turn, and up to that time of the mining industry closing down in this area, she turned constantly both night and day, being stopped only for the necessary painting, etc. The diameter of the wheel is 72 feet 6 inches, breadth 6 feet, the circumference 217 feet 6 inches, and the number of revolutions per minute, by which it raised 250 gallons of water per minute from a depth of 200 fathoms, which is 1,200 feet, a truly remarkable piece of workmanship. The wheel is so truly set that even a deflection of 1/8 of an inch cannot be detected. The water to supply the wheel was brought in pipes from reservoirs on the mountains and ascends through the circular white pillar to the top of the wheel. Round this pillar is the winding staircase, which visitors now ascend, although a walk a few yards up the path to the left will enable the beholder to enjoy the scene equally well, particularly if one is not good at heights. Over 300 persons were employed in the mines, raising about 100 tons of lead ore, 30 tons of copper, and upwards of 200 tons of blackjack per month. The lead ore contained about 23 ounces of silver per ton. It was a great sight for any stranger to see the band of fine miners going or returning from work, with their flasks of jog drink flung over their shoulders, a pound or two of candles or powder cask in their hands, and the peculiar candlesticks attached to the front of their stiff drab hat. A lump of moistened clay in which a partly consumed candle was inserted. And may I point out here that these men were not black and dirty looking like a coal miner would be. A visiting Lancashire lady was once heard to say, "They no miners, they be clean." Looking up from Laxey to see the Mullock Slough, the top of the mountain at Snaefell, which is 2,024 feet above sea level and is the highest peak on the island, and from this point, on a clear day, one can see parts of Scotland, Ireland, England, Wales, and Peel. The smaller and more isolated hill is known as Carn Gajol, Joyful Hill. Before we leave Laxey, it is fitting to mention that while such industry was occupying the attention of so many, for both women and children were also employed, and Mr. R. Williamson, a merchant of Laxey and owner of the grounds which formed the entrance to Glenroy, Red Glen, now Laxey Glen Gardens, who at his own expense planted and beautified the grounds in shaded walks with tree-lined nooks and corners. And it has been said of this place over 120 years ago that entering the gates and beholding the beauty of the flower beds and the flower-edged paths was a never-to-be-forgotten sight. On the north side and on the Balearic Road, immediately off the junction with Minorca Road, on the right-hand side, one will see a tall, rude, upright stone, about 10 feet high. This is supposed to be the memorial of that wise Manx King, Ori, who first gave laws to this island, constructed the Tynwald Mount, and founded that old representative council, the House of Keys. This khan had been damaged much over the years, but originally consisted of a dome-shaped vault enclosing a grave, composed of large slabs placed parallel, but inclining towards each other at the upper edges. Inside were the bones and teeth of a horse, and perhaps the remains of a defunct king or warrior who was here laid to rest. An old writer says that among the numerous relics of the Danish period, none has been found of such completeness as the King Ori's stone. Now, many of the place and farm names in this parish of Lonnon have held their original sound and pronunciation, while others have taken a slight deviation in sound and spelling. And here are a few which have changed in part. Glen Drink should be Glen a Rink, the Glen of the Dancing. This glen must have been used by lads and lassies, or were the fairies responsible for this name? Glen Roy should be Glen Roy, Red Glen. And Drim Holby should be Dreben Colby, Ridge of Colby. Lurgy Stye, which should be Lurgy Sthy, Inner Slope. And Lurga Moy should be Lurgy Mooey, Outer Slope. Large Manoch should be Lurgy Manoch, Middle Slope. And Bully Ben, Bully Bane, Whitefold. But most of the places are of true Manx or Norse origin. Brook Jeg, Red Bank or Brow, Breck Woolly, Speckled Fold, Barus, Top of the Marsh, Chow Thre, Shoreside, Clochan Garu, Rough Stones, Clay Clock, Stone Fence, which is above Ballaquine, and Shibber Air, Gold Well, which is in Clayhead. Crotna Cushag, Croft of the Cushag or Ragwort. And Gary No, New Gary or Shrubbery. Garwick is from a Scandinavian word, Garvik. All these words which end with I-C-K, such as Sovrick, Perwick, Fleshick, Spaldwick and others are sandy inlets between rocks whereby the flat-bottomed boats could enter. We notice too that here we have Keel Morra, Mary's Church and Kilvane Matthew's Church. The former is on the quarterland of Crechvua. Mullenbeg Little Mill and Mullock na Gee Summit of the Wind. Lee Kerru Half Quarterland. Ballacore Farm of the Heron. Balladoo Dark or Black Farm.